Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. Fall fairs bring changing leaves, funnel cakes, and swine flu.
Swine flu?
Yep. Fall fairs involve ag fairs that involve a barn full of pigs, which raises the risk of spreading new types of swine flu.
Zoonotic diseases, which are viruses and bacteria passed to humans from animals, are behind 6 out of 10 known infectious diseases in people. COVID-19 is the most recent.
In the U.S., we tend to think these diseases come from elsewhere, but that's not true. For example, since 2011, there have been more cases of swine flu in the U.S. than anywhere else in the world.
Most cases were tied to agricultural shows and fairs. Pigs can be infected by bird, human, and pig viruses all at the same time. Since the genetic information of the flu virus is divided into 8 segments, if a pig cell is infected by 2 or more types of flu, those segments can get mixed up to create an entirely new flu virus.
That's how new flu viruses get made and risk starting a new pandemic. It's estimated that at least one pig tests positive for flu at 25% of all fairs.
Although many fairs have hand sanitation stations, few people use them. Some fairs are careful and send pigs home after 72 hours before flu symptoms can appear.
The next pandemic is waiting for us. We can support and encourage our public health system to be vigilant. We must ignore the misinformation put out by politicians and some media that lack the expertise to comment on public health policies.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at illuminasci.com.